poll, most voters say Kamala Harris supports the open border that they oppose. By Nick Gilbertson on July 30, 2024. The vast majority of voters do not support open borders, but they feel Vice President Kamala Harris holds an open borders worldview, according to a Harvard-Harris poll. The poll, published Tuesday, finds that 68% of voters oppose open borders, including nearly half of Democrats, 49%, 85% of Republicans, and 73% of independents. 32% of respondents, including 51% of Democrats, support open borders. Voters think Harris breaks with them on the issue. Of the respondents, 69% believe Harris backs borderlessness, 56% of Democrats, 82% of Republicans, and 69% of independents think Harris is for open borders. The 31% who think she is against open borders include 44% of Democrats, 18% of Republicans, and 31% of independents. The poll indicates that immigration is the second most important issue to voters at 33%, right behind prices and inflation at 37%. Half of Republicans, 18% of Democrats, and 32% of independents say it is a top issue. Just over a week into her candidacy, Harris's far-left views on the border that she espoused before she became vice president, and her time as the lead on working on the root causes of illegal immigration in Central America during the Biden administration, have come back to haunt her and down-ballot Democrats. During her 2020 primary bid, Harris advocated for decriminalizing illegal immigration and providing illegal immigrants free health care, as Breitbart News noted. Moreover, Harris was unofficially called the border czar in news reports from Axios and others around the time President Joe Biden appointed her to lead efforts with Mexico in the Northern Triangle and the countries that need help in stemming the migration to our southern border in March 2021. It appears Biden never used the term. However, after Harris became the presumptive nominee, the left-leaning Axios published an article titled Harris Border Confusion Haunts Her New Campaign, in which Steph Kite wrote that the Trump campaign and Republicans have tagged Harris repeatedly with the border czar title, which she never actually had. After the outlet was confronted about Shauna Chen describing Harris as appointed by Biden as border czar in April 2023, Axios updated Kite's article with an editor's note saying it was wrong to use the term 3.5 years ago. Editor's note: this article has been updated and clarified to note that Axios was among the news outlets that incorrectly labeled Harris a border czar in 2021, it reads. On March 24, 2021, the Associated Press notably reported that Harris was tapped to lead the White House effort to tackle the migration challenge at the U.S. southern border and work with Central American nations to address root causes of the problem. That was less than 2 months into the administration. Since Biden and Harris took office, more than 11 million illegal aliens have entered the United States, Breitbart News noted. Exclusive: large group of migrants from many nations crosses border into Arizona. The Harvard-Harris poll surveyed 2,196 registered voters from July 26 to 28, 2024. The margin of error for the survey is plus or minus 2.1%.